What's your reaction when you see that ball come off Ronald's bat like that?
I mean, if you're ever around in BP, if you want to see something pretty cool, you go watch Ronald Cunha hit BP. That's a special talent. Yeah, he absolutely crushed that ball.
I mean, you always hear it sounds different off guys' bats. I mean, thinking to go 433 the other way, I mean, the only other guy to do that this year is Judge.
Yeah, that's pretty good company, I would say. Yeah.
What's it like for you to, as a younger guy, to have Charlie Morton in the clubhouse for a few days?
He was my designated pitching coach last year during spring training in 24. I threw a live AB and he came out and watched, and me, him, and Crane sat there and talked for, well, I didn't say a word. I sat there and listened for, you know, probably 30 minutes, just listening to him talk. And then when I got called up last year, he was, you know, very encouraging. And he's a man of few words, but, you know, when he speaks, you listen. He's been in this game for a while, and he's really good at it. So to have him in the clubhouse and to see the smile on his face and the smile on everyone, the smile that he puts on everyone else's face, it's pretty cool.
Do you remember watching him growing up and seeing him like with the Astros? Or do you have any memories of him?
I mean, yeah, I watched him with the Astros a little bit. I guess I didn't really, like I said, I didn't know who he was, but like when he came back to the Braves, it was like, oh, he kind of looked at his record a little bit. I was, growing up a Braves fan, like it's kind of all I knew. So when he came over to the Braves, definitely was happy to have him. So,
do you expect to pitch Sunday, or is this it?
We'll see. They haven't really said anything. So.
Okay, let's just say, I mean, I don't know how to propose it, but let's say if this was it, how satisfied are you with how this season went?
I think it sets a really good standard for next year. I think it puts me in a great spot to go and do everything that I work for on a daily basis. I think that I'm exactly where I need to be, no more, no less. So, if I throw a Sunday, if I'm done for the year, like whatever it may be, you know, if I have one more, great, like let's give it all I have. But I won't really be able to reflect on everything until I get home and kind of sit in the woods for a little while or go sit on a tractor for a couple hours and really decompress about how the year's gone. So, we'll cross that hurdle when we get to.
You relied really heavily on your sinker tonight. I mean, just thinking back to 6 months ago, you just started to work on that pitch. I mean, how far has it come in these 6 months?
Cranny loved it tonight, and Baldy obviously too. I did too, but like all three of us kind of talked, you know, after that sixth inning, like that was a difference maker from facing them 6 days ago to tonight. I mean, it never felt like I couldn't use that pitch, and the confidence that I've built